Actually, just came out last week, and then All I Wanna, which All I Wanna Do Is Rock, which is from the first album. Band is currently on tour, opening up on the Big Oasis tour. There you are. And how's it going? I mean, you were here a couple of months ago. We had just Fran and Dougie came in and just did a couple of acoustic songs for us, and I didn't expect to see you back so quickly, but how's the big tour going? Just started last week, right?
It's been great. It's been absolutely brilliant. Liam and Noel are in fine form, as usual, and we've been looking forward to this tour since we found out just about the same time as we played this last time around, and we've been kind of looking forward to it since then. And it's not let us down at all. It's been amazing. We're playing these wonderful, wonderful old theatres and all of the shows and all the dates. We played this place in Seattle on the 6th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. Right. It's called The Paramount, and it's the most amazing. It's all ornate and gold leaf, and it's unbelievable. So we've had the pleasure of playing all these places, but, you know, as a support band. But, you know, when you're on stage, it's kind of like you pretend it's your show, you know. It's like,
Well, I mean, what's that like at this point for you? I mean, I'm sure it's fine and I'm sure you roll with it. But, I mean, the fact is that last year, and for those people listening right now who perhaps didn't hear you when you were here last time around, last year, Travis just, I mean, I don't know what other term to use except for you guys just sort of blew up big over in Europe. And all of a sudden, you were headlining these huge shows. And I know you've got more festivals going on in Europe again this summer. Yeah. But here you are finding yourself now in America where people don't know you as
fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic.
But you get the opportunity to open up for a band that's going to bring a huge audience to see you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great. I think it's great because you're coming, as you say, to a place where no one knows you. And I think I think a lot of bands tend to think, you know, if you sell like 2 million, 3 million records in their own territory, they come across thinking, you know, we don't need to do anything. You know, if it doesn't work there, they're much more sort of happy with the thought of everyone knowing them in their own place. I'm kind of happier when no one knows you. So you've got a bit of work to do, like going somewhere where it's kind of like you've got to start again and work the audiences again, and like it's magic. It keeps you on your toes, you know.
Keeps it fresh and gives you a little bit of an edge every time you go out there, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, of course, is the fact that you did sort of become so big so quickly over in England.
Yeah, it took Britain. 10 years.
Yeah, well, you know, like with that one record, you know what I'm saying. The fact that it did, when it did happen,
yeah.
It happened quickly.
Yeah.
One would imagine there was a bit of pressure on you as well.
Not at all. Not at all.
You didn't feel any pressure when all of a sudden the press is after you and they want to know everything you're doing.
No, man. I don't read the papers, so therefore I don't know what's going on. I don't care. I just think you do. When bands do three things, they play, they write, and they record, and that's all you've got to be interested in. And if you start taking part in all this tabloid rubbish, then you failed.
So you don't worry about that stuff?
I don't give a damn.
Just keep going?
No.
You know, when you were here last time, you'd had a couple of weeks off. You were actually on vacation in L.A.
Yeah.
And you described this show as like having a cup of tea with your granny, which was a compliment that I've repeated to many, many people.
It's true, though. Since. It's really
true. And the fact that you're back here with a full band is really a testament to you guys, the fact that you wanted to come back and do this. So we thank you very much.
Are you? It's a pleasure.
And the quality of tea is fantastic.
The quality of tea is fantastic. a fine Earl Grey.
We should also let our listeners know that at the end of the program today, we will have some tickets to see the band at the El Rey Theatre tonight, because not only are you opening up on the Oasis tour, you're also doing occasional shows of your own in various cities, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing, after the Oasis tour's finished, we're doing 2 weeks of shows.
Oh, so you'll be actually staying behind and doing some more shows as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Well, the band is Travis. They're live on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Let's see if we can squeak the rest.